Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from the Yakima Valley, Zilla Middle School, and your Hawks at 2-11 taking on undefeated Zilla to the tune of 14-0 are the Leopards. But the Hawks coming off really a pretty good league victory against Kai B at home last night. That is not the paper I want, so I'm going to have to get you that score in a little bit. I've got my papers sort of messed up, and the Hawks, in theory, with their playoff hopes still alive after that win at Kai B, but then they had them dashed last night as Baluk ended up winning. So the Hawks at this point simply playing for pride. We got some pretty good notes from Coach Kirk Pumphrey. So what we'll have for you in this pregame is we'll break down our game against Zilla back on January 6th, that Kai B victory last night, which was close through three quarters. We'll also have coaches' notes, starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as the boys on the road up here to the Yakima Valley taking on the Zilla Leopards. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So last night at home, the Hawks ended up sweeping the season series from Kai B. And it was like the other game against Kai B. It was close all night long. At one point, Kai B led 9-1, but then we ended up fighting back. It got to be 12-11 after one quarter of play. We were tied at 23, and then we led by one after three to the tune of 41-40. And then, finally, we woke up in the fourth quarter going on a 12-2 run and end up beating Kai B fairly comfortably, 64-53. Hawks led by 9 points from Evan Geese, 10 points from Caden Kirschbaum, 35 points from Big Red, John Perks. And, man, he was just hitting everything, largely from down low. He was practically perfect from the line. Technically, he was 9 for 10. But the reality is that the last one simply didn't count because there had been a lane violation. So he was fully on top of his game, and the Hawks getting some consolation after what has been kind of a tough season due to shorthandedness, which we'll talk about in coach's notes. But then we're going to have to come up here to Zilla and face the number one RPI-ranked Zilla Leopards, who also have yet to lose this season, and they beat us 77-24 back on January 6th, getting outscored 21-9 in the first quarter and never looking back, and everybody from Zilla got involved. The terrifying part about Zilla is there was no one particular lead scorer. What is his name? Butta Aranda with 12 points. Jaden Sines with 11 points. Decker Vandegraaff with 11 points. And then you just got a bucket full of players. I mean, everybody got involved for Zilla. In that particular game, we were led Tyler Greeley in 10 points from John Perks on characteristic line, only going 2 for 6, and he only had one field goal in the second. We need a big game from him, although the reality is it's probably, well, if you look at the coach notes and written notes, the opportunity to read them. Sorry. He gives me a list of starting, rotation, then swing players. Including the swing players is number 24, Jesse Gonzalez. Jesse Gonzalez is called Pure Shooting Manager. Where were we? Was it at Kashmir? Yeah, we ended up cutting him free on the left wing. He hit three after the game was out of hand. That bench went berserk. Just completely crazy over Gonzalez. Tonight, according to Coach Pumphrey, well, we're facing the ranked number one ranked team in the state at 18-0. Their scouting report, and I quote, looks more like a warning label than a lineup. Vandegraaff averaging 17 points a game. Jones, 14. Sines, 13. Castilleja, 11. Aranda, 10 points per game. Every starter averages in double digits. Says he got a good program win for us last night. We expected more of this season, but injuries to Zeke Hartwell and others along the way crippled their productivity. And we got to mention this. He's proud of this group that stuck with it and gives effort each night. His next season looks somewhat more optimistic and should be coached with expectations. They're going to return all five opening day starters and add injured 6'3 freshman Brandon Fry, who was injured in football, and might have some incoming freshmen that can assist as well. So despite the season where we're looking at 2-11 right now, and unfortunately we're probably going to be looking like sacrificial lambs against the Leopards tonight, we do have hope for next year. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off as the boys up here in the Yakima Valley getting ready to take on the Zilla Leopards. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
I got to mention up here in Zilla, so we have a pink out. I mean, everybody's dressed in pink T-shirts. The Zilla coaching staff have these tie-dyed pink T-shirts, I believe, to honor their late women's coach who succumbed to cancer within the past year. Coach Kirk Pumphrey is sporting a pink T-shirt as well, sitting stronger together, also in support of that program for Zilla, and good for him. And some folks on the bench. Rotating for us will be the 6'2 junior Judah Breithoff, the 6'1 junior Kyler Creeley, and swing players include number 1 Tanner Arlington, number 13 Gabe Santiago, number 14 Sean Thorpe, and number 24 pure shooting manager Jesse Gonzalez. For Zilla, coming off the bench will include a 6-foot senior, number 2, Julian Calzada, 6-foot sophomore, number 3, Miles McCullough, 6-foot sophomore, number 5, Landon Matlack, a sophomore, Titus Reed, a junior, RJ Kuffman, and a 6-foot senior, number 22, Blake Gronewag, and then finally a 6'3 junior, number 33, Jackson Moss. For the Hawks, we're going to be starting the 6'4 junior forward, number 2, Evan Geese, and 6'2 junior guard, number 5, Caden Kirschbaum. Here's Fun, averaging 14 points a game, five rebounds and four assists per game. He needs two more assists to set the school record just as a junior. We're also going to have the Walla Walla transfer, the 5'11 senior, number 21, Landon Decime, averaging 5 points. Then John Perks, Big Red, the 6'6 junior forward, averaging 17 points, 11 rebounds. He put in a school record, 35 points last night against Guy B. And then rounding things out for us will be the 6'6 senior post, number 23, Ryan Gorton. Starting for Zilla will be a 5'10 senior number 0, Jaden Sines, a 6-foot junior number 1, Bada Aranda, a 6'5 senior number 20, Memphis Jones, a 5'9 junior number 24, XSDA, and then finally a 6'5 senior shooting guard number 25, Decker Van de Graaff. And Van de Graaff at 6'5 does not like playing down on the post. He likes to work outside on the perimeter. The refs handing over their jackets. Van de Graaff saying hi to his mates. Our boys under our bucket in those sharp road grays. I mean, we got good-looking road uniforms. And Zilla's going to break their final huddle. And they're in home whites with Halloween orange and black trim. And then they got a checkerboard stripe down the sides of their uniform shirts and trunks. And it'll be Memphis Jones going to step into the center circle against John Perks. And they actually embrace. And now I think we're ready to go. Got the players in place. And I don't know what the lead ref's looking for. Now he's just checking to make sure that his mates are in place. All right. Now we are good to go. There's the whistle. And there's the ball, and Perks bounces to Geese, who'll give to Kirschbaum. We're moving right to left as we sit here behind the scorer's table. Kirschbaum down to Perks, backing down against Aranda. His bank shot's too strong. Gorton ends up tipping the rebound out of bounds. And Van de Graaff will inbound to Castilleja. Castilleja walking it up on the right to Buda Aranda. Aranda has the pass tipped by Decime and right to Perks. So he'll end up to Kirschbaum with Jones working on him in the backcourt. Wanted to go up to Perks, tipped away. Kirschbaum gathers it back in, still working on Jones. Crosses up to Geese. Van de Graaff goes for the steal. Geese going to drive in, feed to Decime in the corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. As Castilleja and Kirschbaum fight for the rebound, Castilleja is finally going to end up with it. He'll feed to Van de Graaff. He's coming up on the right wing to that's Jones for three. Yep, Memphis Jones, the Hank Warden, Edward Jones three from the right corner. And they're going to press coming up as Geese goes up court to Decime. crosses the timeline, goes back to Geese at center circle. Now swinging the corner to Kirschbaum on the left wing for three, and he hits. Caden Kirschbaum with a Hank Warden-Edward Jones three. Not at that three, 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Vandegraaff to, that is Sines on the right wing. Go down low to Aranda. Now back to Vandegraaff, wants to drive in. Gives him the corner to Sines for three. Swirls in and out, no good. And John Perks will pull down the long rebound. As Kirschbaum will go up court to Geese, then up court to Perks, cross the timeline. Cross court to Decime, hand back to Kirschbaum on the right wing. Feeds Gorton down low, backing down off Vandegraaff. Shot is no good. Sines will get the rebound, then going up court to, that was ex Casilleja down left wing, laying it up and in. Transition basketball. And then the Hawks get sloppy coming up the court. Kirschbaum manages to come up with a loose ball. He then feeds to Perks, drives into the key, and his shot off the right block is a bit too strong, but drew the foul, did John Perks. Functionally speaking, went 9-for-9 last night against Kai B. He'll be the first one to go to the charity stripe tonight as he gets fouled by Butta Aranda. So Perks to the line for two. We're trailing by two, 6:03 to go here in the first. And that routine, ball on the hip, three single-handed dribbles, spin dribble. Then he hunkers and pushes it up there, and nothing but net. He for the men and Rahima Duran for the women, putting on a clinic for free throw shooting. Right hip, three single dribbles, spin, drop dribble, push. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Jones. Up to Vandegraaff, quickly up court to Castilleja. Now wants to drive in, goes up against Gorton, and shot is no good. Ends up going to the deck, will be ex-Castilleja. And he got fouled by Gorton. That'll be his first personal. So Castilleja to the line for two. He has 2 points. And the Leopards lead the Hawks 5-4. It started slightly early today. Castilleja puts that... He literally pushes it at the front of the rim. It hits the front of the rim and then rolls forward and drops. That's one of the flattest free throws I've ever seen. His second had a little bit more arc to it, hit the back of the rim and dropped. 7-4 Leopards. 5:53 to go in the first. Geese getting triple trapped. He'll go up court to Kirschbaum. Feeds down low to Perks. Goes up against... Oh, it just didn't drop. He's going up against Aranda. Hang and then didn't drop. Now coming down. Jones from the corner for three. Nah, he didn't hesitate. Memphis Jones with his second. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Up court to Perks. Now to Geese. Got a 2-on-1 fast break. And the ball got tipped out of bounds. Ball got tipped out of bounds. And the ref that I had trouble with in the women's game calls it wrong. And says that it's Zell's ball. Terrible call. And I just lost my pen. Outstanding. How do you manage to do these sorts of things? As Jones feeds to Vandegraaff. Now feed back to Castilleja on the right wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. And Kirschbaum is going to steal the rebound. He then will come up with Castilleja all over him. And Castilleja is going to steal it from him. And quickly goes up court to Vandegraaff, who's going to slam it home. Vandegraaff with a flush, making it 12-4. Now coming up court, Kirschbaum. Oh, he had a chance to go in, but instead he's going to pull up on the right wing and hit the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Just like that. But it's 12-7. Vandegraaff has the ball on the right wing. He'll pull up for three. Nothing but net. They have three Hank Warden Edward Jones threes. They are money from the perimeter. As the Hawks doing a pretty good job managing the press, as Perks comes driving down, shot ends up being no good. Vandegraaff's going to get the rebound and find Jones in transition. He then will hand back to Castilleja, who lays it up and in. It's almost like Showtime Lakers, the way they do transition buckets. Perks up court to Geese. He's going to go in with the left hand. Shot is no good. Vandegraaff comes down with the rebound, going to go up court. Somehow Castilleja is going to end up with it. He'll then go cross court to Jones. One touch to Sines for three. Man alive. Sines now with their fourth, Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Hawks doing a good job breaking the press. The problem is we got no answer for their threes. Perks is going to back down on Aranda. Can't get the shot in. He'll feed then to Kirschbaum in the right corner. He has his third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And now we're going to have a timeout on the floor with the Hawks trailing 20-10 with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter in the Yakima Valley. Back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
3:40 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail 20-10 up here in Zilla as Vandegraaff will work on the right. He'll hand off to Signs to Castilleja, who wanted to do an alley-oop dunk. Shot is no good. Jones will come down with a rebound. He then turns around, goes up against Perks, and manages to drop it home. Memphis Jones now with 8 points. As Decime with the ball down low, he'll feed to Perks, coming up the court. He'll now hand off to Kirschbaum, work driving past Jones. He then drives into the key. Euro steps in down the right block and lays it up and in. Caden Kirschbaum with 11 points. Up court to Vandegraaff, left wing three, off the front of the rim, no good. Castilleja tips the rebound to Aranda. Then Castilleja will feed to Signs in the right corner. Now to Castilleja, and Kirschbaum is going to pick his pocket. Perks then will come up. Nice bounce pass down to Decime. A little light shot off the front of the rim, no good. Jones will come down with a rebound. He then comes up at center. Left wing, that was Aranda for three. Tip rebound going to be brought back by Aranda. Tip by Jones, kick out now to Jones. Jones then drives in, gives to Signs in the corner, can't get the three off. Swing to Jones on the right wing, now at the top to Vandegraaff. 17 on the shot clock. Vandegraaff driving right to Jones on the right wing for three. Boom. My God, Memphis Jones, three. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, threes. And it's 25-12 as Kirschbaum walking it up with Jones on him. They had been dual trapping him. Now it's just Jones covering Kirschbaum. Goes behind his back, drives into the key, pulls up from 16, and unfortunately that was an air ball. Evan Geese to check back in, as will R.J. Kerfman II for Zilla. He will spell Signs. And Decime will go to the bench as Kirschbaum with 10 on the shot clock. It got blocked out of bounds to Geese to Breithop on the right wing. To Kirschbaum at the top for three. Oh, swirls halfway in and out, no good. Perks ends up stealing the rebound, then goes up, banks it home, but they're going to say he got fouled on the floor. They're going to say he got fouled by Calzada. Had he checked in? Oh, yes, he had. I apologize. Julian Calzada is in. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. To Perks now. We just threw the ball away. He and Perks were not on the same page on that inbounds play. So Vandegraaff will take it out far corner. Nope. Yeah, he'll take it out baseline. And he'll feed to Castilleja. 1:42 to go in the first quarter. We trail 25-12. Castilleja to Jones on the left wing for three. It's Memphis Jones. His fourth. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. He just catches and shoots. As Kirschbaum coming up the court with Jones coming up on him. He'll feed to Perks at the top, driving down on Vandegraaff. Lost the handle on his dribble, gathers it back in, goes up, puts up an air ball, and then they call a foul on Creeley as he tried to get the ball from Calzada. Kyler Creeley will pick up his first personal. And Calzada? Yes, yes. Calzada will inbound to Castilleja. Castilleja walking it up on the left wing to Jones for three. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Tip rebound is going to be brought down by Caden Kirschbaum. Credit Evan Geese with getting his first hand on that as we almost lose it in the backcourt. Now Evan's going to take it in. He drives into the key. Oh, got a great move to the bucket, put off the front of the rim. Jones with the rebound. He wants to run. Comes up, dishes off to, who was that? That was Calzada, who lays it in on the left block and then got fouled by John Perks. Ryan Gordon getting ready to check in. Perks will pick up his first personal. Calzada with the bucket and to the line for the and one. So Gordon will check in for John Perks. Also checking in for Zilla will be Jackson Maras and Blake Runaway. Spelling Vandegraaff and Castilleja with 46 seconds to go. So Calzada, with the shiniest black shoes you've ever seen, hits the and one. 3 for 3 are the Leopards from the line. And Kirschbaum working on Jones in the backcourt. Caden now is going to drive past, stutter stepping. Jones just staying in front of him. Caden still maintaining his dribble. Now wants to drive in. Now pulls up at the top, still maintaining his dribble. Right wing Gordon feeding to Kirschbaum, who drives down right lane. Shot is no good. Creeley will come down with the rebound. And then I think, no, we got a jump ball. He called that jump ball awfully quickly. It's not like he was going up for a shot. Possession arrow favoring Zilla, so Jones will inbound to Calzada. Yeah, that's the fastest jump ball call I've ever seen. And Kurt Pumphrey saying as much to the ref as Calzada with the ball on the right wing. 16 seconds to go to, who the heck is that? No, that's not right. Jones has it on the left wing. Now to Maras at the top of the key. Now to Jones, and he lost the handle on the ball. Going to be picked up by Geese. Geese tries to go up the court. And then he gets the ball back and puts up a three-quarter court shot, thrown like a football. That ends up being no good, and the first quarter comes to an end with Zilla comfortably in command, 31-12 up there in the Yakima Valley. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from Zilla on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Start of the second quarter, the Hawks will have the basketball. We trail 31-12 to number one ranked Zilla up here in the Yakima Valley. As Kirschbaum is getting double trapped up there, and then he'll feed to Perks at the top of the key, then feeds Gordon down low. Finally, that's how you break the press. Brought to you by John Perks. As Aranda feed to Calzada, his pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Kyler Creeley. So Calzada will take it out far sideline. He'll end up going in the backcourt to Bada Aranda. Aranda wanting to drive in. He'll feed to Calzada in the corner. Down low to Maras. Maras now double-trapped. And he's going to... Oh, we got a pushing foul? Interesting. And that foul's on Ryan Gordon. That'll be his second personal. And so Aranda will take it out baseline. Down low to, that is R.J. Kerfman goes up against Ryan Gordon and is able to lay it up and in. And let's see, Perks ends up getting the ball down low, backing down against two. He'll kick back out to Kirschbaum, can't get the three off. Kirschbaum then drives into the key and puts up a shot over Calzada, and they're going to say he drew the foul. No, they're going to call that foul on Grunewig. So Kirschbaum with 14 will go to the line for two. The Hawks are 1 for 2 so far. Ooh, put that off the front of the rim, no good. So Caden, two quick dribbles, puts it up and hits that one. And Aranda will bring it up the right wing. Lund and Decime getting ready to check in for the Hawks on the left wing to Calzada. Calzada pulls up now in the left corner to Aranda. Scoop pass to Morass is going to be intercepted by Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum coming up working on Calzada. Calzada driving in, now pulling out, now Perks at the top of the key. Now Creeley, right wing three. That shot is no good. Tip rebound. Geese ends up tipping it to Calzada. He wanted to go up court to Kerfman, but Kirschbaum's going to step in. Now pull up on the right wing for three. Caden Kirschbaum with his fourth. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And it's 33-18. Aranda stopping at the top on the left wing to Calzada. Calzada wanting to drive in, cut off, now going to feed to, that's Kerfman, ball ends up getting tipped, goes on the deck, Morass comes up with it to Aranda at the top, in the right corner to, I don't know who, now to Morass, he pulls up from 15, that shot is no good, Creeley comes down with a rebound, and he got fouled by Kerfman, and that'll be Kerfman's second personal. Vandegraaff and Castilleja will come in and spell Calzada and Blake Gronewag. So that's the starting. Well, now you got Morass out there, so it's not the starting five. Kirschbaum working in the backcourt with Vandegraaff on him. Still maintaining his dribble. Crosses the timeline. Under 6 minutes to go in the half. Kirschbaum working at the top, trying to shed Vandegraaff, is going to drive a beautiful right-handed shot down the left lane. Just swirls in and out, no good. Vandegraaff will come down with a rebound. Feeds Aranda in the right corner. And Geese ends up poking the ball out of bounds off of Aranda. So Sines and Memphis Jones now to check in, as will Judah Breithop. And now Zilla does have their starting five out there. Breithop will spell Kyler Greeley. So Aranda will take it out in front of the Hawk bench. He'll feed to Vandegraaff. Deep on the right wing to Jones at the top. Jones back to Vandegraaff on the right. Swing to Sines in the corner. Down low to I cannot see who. That is Aranda working in the key from about 5 feet hits. It's his first bucket of the game. Up court to Perks. Perks now wants to drive down against Jones. He'll feed to Breithop in the corner. Should have taken the three. Instead, Perks is going to go up against Jones and rattle it home. From about 6 feet is John Perks with his first field goal of the game. Aranda with a ball on the right wing to Sines. Drives in against Perks. Instead, kicks out to Castilleja. Drives into the key. Feeds to Aranda from about 6 feet. Just right on the baseline is Bud Aranda, and he's able to drop it home. Very good at finding the open man. Perks has the ball in the center circle. He'll give to Kirschbaum, working on Vandegraaff. Now he'll feed to Geese on the left wing. Geese working on Aranda, down to Perks, working on Jones. Left-handed scoop shot goes in and out, no good. Aranda will come down with a rebound, almost got stripped by Geese. Now up court to Sines in the corner, fakes the three, goes back to Aranda, drives into the key, back to Sines in the corner, driving to Jones, fakes the pass to Sines in the corner. Now he'll launch the three. That was almost an air ball, but Vandegraaff is there to pick up the loose ball. Shot goes in and out, no good. And then Breithop and Castilleja fight for the rebound, and Castilleja knocks it out of bounds. Ryan Gorton checking back in for John Perks. Tyler Creeley checking in as well for Judah Breithop. So Creeley will take it out baseline. And he'll give in close to Landon Decime with Castilleja all over him. To Gorton, center circle, up court to Creeley. Creeley coming down, feeding Kirschbaum. Got down inside the key. He's going to have to kick back out to Geese on the left wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Vandegraaff. 3-on-2 fast break, up court to Castilleja. Castilleja has to pull back up. Now he gives to Aranda at the top for three. That barely off the front of the rim, no good. Castilleja comes down with a short rebound. He gives the signs on the left wing. Cross court to Jones, can't get the three off. Now to Aranda within the key. Now to Castilleja, drives in, pulls up from about 8 feet and banks it home. Right down Main Street. Goes Castilleja as Kirschbaum working on Vandegraaff in the backcourt. He'll now cross the timeline, stutter stepping, drives into the key, Euro steps, and can't get it to drop. Creeley tries to get the rebound. Instead, Castilleja is going to come up with it. He'll then turn around and feed Vandegraaff, who goes down on the right block and lays it up and in. Vandegraaff with his second, third bucket of the game. We're going to have a timeout with 3:11 to go on the half, and the Hawks trailing 41-20 up here in Zilla. Back more from the with more from the Yakima Valley. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Decimale inbound to Kirschbaum after the timeout. Zilla's given up on the press. I'm going to go up to Decimale. Driving down on Castilleja. Now he's in some trouble. He'll get it to Creeley on left. Down Gorton, whose bank shot is too strong. And Sines will then feed Castilleja. Coming down the court, feeding Vandegraaff in a flying transition bucket. Vandegraaff now with 9 points. 43-20 as they're doing that two-man trap. As Aranda got away with the travel and the steal. If you Vandegraaff, he flushes it home. Vandegraaff now with 11 points. Geese with Jones coming out on him. He'll feed in the corner to Creeley. Then feed to Geese. And he manages to hit it home from about 8 feet over Aranda. Evan Geese with his first bucket of the game. Then down low, Jones hits Vandegraaff coming down the left block. And again, Vandegraaff with a quick transition bucket. 47-22. Zilla strikes quickly. Creeley with the ball on the left wing. Feeds to driving Geese. Goes swirls in and out. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Decimi to Creeley on the right wing for three. Off the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Castilleja. And he wants to run. Coming up. Now he'll pull up. Now on the left wing to Sines, he'll pull up for three. And he hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. His second in the game. 50-22. Geese crossing the timeline. He'll give to Decime on the right wing. Down low to Gorton. Backing down against, Sines taking that height advantage. And Ryan Gorton with his second bucket of the game. Castilleja to Aranda. To Jones in the corner for three. Unreal. Memphis Jones, his fifth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. This just ain't fair. As, Vandegraaff tried to pick Decime's pocket, but instead fouled him. That'll be his first person. Judah Breithaupt and John Perks to check back in for Kyler Creeley and Ryan Gorton. As Decime will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Working on Jones. Jones giving ground. Caden clearing the timeline. He'll feed to Perks at the top of the key. Backing down on Vandegraaff. Instead, he'll kick back to Kirschbaum. Right wing three off the back of the rim. No good. Perks, however, will sky for the rebound. Then feeds Kirschbaum down low, who lays it up and in. Caden Kirschbaum with the bucket brought to you by John Perks. As Castilleja to Sines. Castilleja on the left. Jones in the left corner for three. That is off the front of the rim. No good. And Perks will sky for the rebound. Decime will take it up the right wing. And he gets picked by Jones. But Landon will pick it back up to Geese on the left wing. Dribbling into the key. Slices between two. Left-handed scoop shot is no good. And they're called blocking foul. I believe on Miles McCullough, who has checked in. Yep. McCullough will pick up his first person. 34 seconds to go in the half. Hawks trail 53-26. Evan Geese is going to go to the line. Hawks are 2-for-4 so far this afternoon. Evan. It's that one. Pretty easily. And it's 53-27. Now, I'll give him a second chance. The toe-headed junior gets the second. 53-28 as Vandergraff will feed to Castilleja. Castilleja walking it up, crossing the timeline on the right wing to, that was Calzada. No, that was McCullough for three as Castilleja comes down with a rebound and Geese emphatically slaps his shot out of bounds. 22 seconds to go in the half. Castilleja taking it out baseline. Castilleja going long to Jones at the top of Perks coming out on him. Now to Vandegraaff working on Geese. He wants to drive in. Oh, and Evan Geese got a hand on the ball. They're going to say he also got Vandegraaff's arm. So Evan Geese will pick up his first personal, and now Vandegraaff should be going to the line. Yes. He's walking a long ways off. The Leopards are 3 for 3. Vandegraaff has not gone to the line yet today, and he really takes his time. Hits the first, making it 54-28, 16 seconds to go in the half. Vandegraaff, a dribble, a spin. He look, a dribble, a spin. Then he hunkers and fires. And hits that. 55-28 as Kirschbaum. Getting some traffic in the back. Now coming under 10 seconds to go. He's going to go, wanted to hand off to, I don't know who. I think he wanted to hand off to Judah Breithop, and the pass was errant. The Hawks turned the ball over with 7 seconds to go. So Sines will take it out baseline. And they're not going to let him roll it out. Castilleja will come up now to Sines, coming under 5 seconds, crosses the timeline. Now once he's going to run out of time, and Geese is going to end up stripping it, but can't get the shot off. And at the end of one half of play, the Hawks trail Zilla 55-28 here in the Yakima Valley. We'll be back with totals and a first half breakdown when we return. You're listening to College Place Hawk Basketball live from the Yakima Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here at Zilla, and the Leopards, they're kind of taking it to us. You're trailing 31-12 after one, and we're down 55-28 here at halftime. Here's your unofficial scoring summary for Zilla. Let's see, we've got Julian Calzada with 3 points, Bada Aranda with 4 points, Jaden Sine 6 points, X Castilleja with 8 points, and then you've got Decker Vandegraaff with 15 points, and Memphis Jones tied for leading all scorers on the court with 16 points. For the Hawks, Young Perks, 3 points. Evan Geese and Ryan Gordon each with 4 points. And Caden Kirschbaum tied with Jones for scoring the most points on the floor with 17 points. Jones has 5 threes. Caden Kirschbaum has 4. So they've been exchanging threes. The difficulty is that Zilla can also score. Sines has 2 threes. Van de Graaff has a 3, but then he's also been scoring a bunch of fast break buckets to boot. Just more than we can handle. And part of this has to do with the fact that we've been somewhat short-staffed for an extended period of time, but Zilla, they had a few transfers come in here, and they contribute mightily. So if you want to try and keep this game close, obviously you have to find a way to contain both Van de Graaff and Jones, not to mention the fact they all have such excellent ball handles, they can get the ball up court in a great hurry. So defensively, we need to get back just as rapidly as we possibly can to stop these transition buckets. There was a period of time in the second quarter where it almost looked like the old Lakers showtime. They were just scoring on us with impunity. If we can do that and open up some offense a bit more from others, I mean, Ryan Gordon and John Perks, between them having 7 points down low, but John Perks put up 35 on Kai B, and he is being stifled by the Zilla defense this afternoon. If we can find a way around that, might at least get this slightly closer. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings and who's made it into the playoffs. Other scores from this week, and who's going to be playing home next week as the regular season is going to come to a close next Friday. We'll get to all of that after this break as we're at halftime here from the Yakima Valley. Hawks trail Zilla 55-28. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Hawk Basketball live from the Yakima Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Wrapping up halftime here in the Yakima Valley. And checking the SCAC scoreboard. Again, mentioned Zilla number one in RPI. 14-0 in league, 18-0 overall. They've just been beating everybody. So they're in the playoffs, as are Royal. The Knights at 11-2 will be finishing up the regular season against them next Friday in Royal City. Then come the Wapato Wolfpack at 8-5 and Cashmere 8-6. Connell at 7-6. They should all probably be comfortably in the playoffs. Then you have Waluke in 6th. If the regular season ended today, Waluke at 6-7 would be in. Then Natchez Valley in 7th at 4-9. The Rangers, I suppose, mathematically still have a crack at Waluke. And we will be hosting Waluke Senior Night this coming Tuesday. And we're following in 8-2-11 and then Kybee at 0-14. Let's take a look at the schedule this week. Let's see. On Friday, while we were beating Kybee, Zilla was pounding the Rangers in Natchez Valley, 90-41. And Waluke beat Wapato in Wapato, 71-67. That's a little bit of an upset. This evening, right now, this afternoon, rather, Connell is at Waluke, and Cashmere is hosting Wapato, and Royal is taking on the Rangers in Natchez Valley. Next week, last games of the regular season, again, Tuesday, we will be home hosting Waluke. Wapato will be at Zilla. Kybee will be hosting Royal. Natchez Valley will be at Connell. And then on Friday, we'll go on the road to wrap things up against Royal. Waluke will be hosting Cashmere in Mattawa. Natchez Valley will be at Wapato, and Connell will be at Kybee. Zilla will have the ball to start the second half. And I have no idea what we're waiting for. Now the ref's going to give the ball to Van de Graaff, and he'll give in the backcourt to Castilleja. And Castilleja working on Caden Kirschbaum, cheating to the left, now turning around, wants to give an alley-oop to Van de Graaff, who was unable to slam it, but he was able to lay it up and in. 57-28 as Geese working on Castilleja crosses the timeline. He'll then hand off to Decime. He'll then hand off to Kirschbaum. Now he'll give back to Decime on the left wing. Now to Perks, backing down on Aranda. Now down low to Gorton, goes up against Van de Graaff and lays it up and in. Tough move to the bucket by Ryan Gorton. And a good one brought to you by John Perks. As Van de Graaff will give to Castilleja across the timeline. Castilleja at the top to Aranda from about 16. Right from the free throw line is Bud Aranda with his 6th point. 59-30. Zilla as Decime will hand off to Kirschbaum at the top. Working on Memphis Jones. Drives in, pulls up from 15. Banks at home from 15 on the right wing. Does Caden Kirschbaum. He now has 19 points. Van de Graaff on the right wing to Sines, down low to Aranda. He'll kick back out to Castilleja at the top for three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Aranda comes down with a rebound, backs down on Gorton, and Perks can't get it to go, and Perks will come down with a rebound. So Kirschbaum will come up with Jones coming out on him on the left wing to Decime. Decime now to Perks at the top of the key, backing down on Aranda, goes up, got blocked by Van de Graaff, then feeds Sines, then feeds Van de Graaff coming down the right wing. He got blocked by Evan Geese, but they're going to say Van de Graaff earned his way to the line. So Geese will pick up his 2nd personal, and Van de Graaff will go to the line for 2. He is 2 for 2 so far. He has 17 points. And making that 18. Now they're making Jones and Aranda switch places
on the key. Van de Graaff with his deliberate routine. Puts up his second and hits that. Now he's tied with Kirschbaum for most points on the court by a single player. 19 as Kirschbaum will come up with Jones giving ground. Crosses the timeline, dribbling center circle, going between his legs. Now thinking about moving right, now left, now pulls up for three, and off the back of the rim, no good. Castillejo pulled down the long rebound, feeds Jones in transition. Geese in pursuit prevents him from making the bucket, but Evans going to pick up his third personal, and Jones now is going to go to the line. Jones has not yet gone, and the Leopards are perfect. They are 7-for-7. Jones, two quick dribbles, hits that. Now giving Jones 18 points. And he hits the second. So Jones, Van de Graaff, and Caden Kirschbaum all with 19 points apiece. As Decime will bring it up, feed to Gorton at the top of the key. He and Perks miscommunicated coming down. And Perks talking to Memphis Jones about how Van de Graaff was bumping him. So Castilleja will trot it up. He gives top of the key to Aranda, then gets tied up by two. He ends up putting it on the deck to Jones. Downloads Van de Graaff. Swing around to Sines. Sines will pull up from about 15. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Jones. He'll then feed to Aranda, who pulls up from the free throw line again and rattles it home. That's his second shot from that spot. And he now has 8 points. Decime crossing the timeline. We're working on Castilleja. Down low to Geese. Goes up. Yeah, down the right block. Lays it up and in. Heads up play by Decime with the assist. As Castilleja quickly will take it across the timeline. Got Calzada getting ready to check in as Sines ends up getting the ball down on the low block, and he's able to lay it up and in. He now has 8 points. Kirschbaum, and we're going to have a timeout with 4:52 to go in the third quarter on the Hawks trail, 65-36. We'll be back with more from the Yakima Valley. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Hawks trail 65-36 as Kirschbaum drives past a great pick that Ryan Gorton placed on Jones, and then Caden Kirschbaum rolls right down Main Street and lays it up and in. As Van de Graaff on the left wing to Jones. Jones now dribbling to the top. He'll hand off to Castilleja. Castilleja with Kirschbaum coming out on him. Castilleja still maintaining his dribble. Now he'll pull it. Now he drives into the key. Now drives past Perks and Gorton. And they're going to say he got fouled on the floor. By Ryan Gorton. That'll be his third personal. And is that Aranda? Yes. But Aranda will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Van de Graaff in the left corner with Geese coming out on him. Now to Aranda on the left wing. Now to Castilleja in the left corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Tip rebound brought down by Jones at the top. As Calzada tries to drive in, he's going to get cut off. He'll feed to Van de Graaff at the top of the key, backing down against Gorton. Kick back out to Calzada for three. That shot is no good. Jones comes down with a rebound. He then will feed. Nope. He wanted to feed Aranda on the right baseline, and pass was no good. Now we're going to have a line change. We've got, what do we got? Morass, Titus Reed, R.J. Kerfman, Miles McCullough all checking in for Zilla. Kyle Creeley will also check in and spell Ryan Gorton. And so Kirschbaum will walk it up with 3:56 to go in the third, and Calzada coming out on him. And now he wants to drive in. He'll turn around, shoot over Calzada, hang on the rim, no good. And McCullough will come down with the rebound. He then goes up court to Kerfman, who pulls up from about 12 and hits on the left baseline. RJ Kerfman with his first bucket of the game. 67-38 as Decimate wants to drive into the key. Left-handed scoop shot is no good. Perks almost gets the rebound, ends up tipping it to Creeley. He then goes up, reverse lay-in is no good. Perks then goes up. His shot is no good, but they're going to say he got fouled. I believe by Meraz. Nope. They're going to say he got fouled by Kerfman, who picks up his third personal. So John Perks will go to the line for two. He is 1 for 2. Hawks are 3 for 4 for the afternoon. At hip. 3 single dribbles. Spin dribble. Pushes it up there. Money. 67-39. 3:22 to go in the third. Right hip, goes John Perks, 3 right-handed dribbles, a spin, catches it, shoots it, hits it. 67-40, as that was, who the heck is that? That's Titus Reed driving up the court. Goes on the left wing to McCullough for 3, swirls in and out, no good. Long rebound, John Perks. He'll then feed to Decimate. Coming up on 3 minutes to go here in the third. Top of the key to Creeley. He'll cross to Geese on the right wing. Evan driving on McCullough. He ended up getting fouled. He ends up pushing the ball up. It ends up being, I guess, a wild shot. It'll be picked up by Calzada. Maybe he was trying to pass. I'm not sure. Calzada wants to drive in. It's cut off by Creeley. Now cut off by Decimate coming out to the top. He'll then feed to, that is Reed for 3. That is no good. And the ball ends up going on the deck. And between Creeley and Calzada, we got a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring the Hawks. So Geese will take it out baseline. And the Hawks trailing 67-40. Kirschbaum will walk it up. And he'll be met by Calzada for the key to Perks. Then drives it. Drives in, backs down, and manages to put it off the back of the rim. No good. And then Kerfman gets the rebound. He ends up losing it. Kirschbaum will pick it up. He then feeds to Perks, hands back to Kirschbaum, working on Calzada, pulls up for the 3 off the front of the rim and then off the top of the backboard. Meraz will come down with a rebound. He'll then feed to Reed. Reed handing off to Meraz, pulls up from about 12 off the side of the rim. No good. Decimate will come down with a long rebound. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. Judah Breithaupt getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Kirschbaum dribbling out at center circle with McCullough coming out on him. Check that Calzada to Decimate on the right wing where he traveled, got away with murder. He'll feed to Kirschbaum right in front of our bench. Kirschbaum wanting to go to Lounge of Perks, backing down on Meraz, lost the ball off his own foot. So Breithaupt will check in and spell Landon Decimate. So Kerfman will inbound to Reed. And Reed will bring it up. Reed. Oh, driving past Creeley. And, boy, they wanted goaltending. And nobody called it. Kirschbaum ends up getting the rebound. He then drives into the key. Nice shot down the right block. Ends up being no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Kerfman, who then feeds Reed. Reed, coming up court, feeds Calzada. Drives into the key, goes up against Evan Geese, and they're going to call Evan for a foul. Now we're going to have another Zilla line change. Evan Geese, I think that's his fourth personal foul, however. Yep, it is. And so we're going to send Decimate in to spell Evan Geese. And is this? Who is shooting? Get out of the way, ref. Okay, Calzada is shooting 2. He's 1 for 1. He's got that flat delivery and hits it. Now we've got everybody. What do we got? We got Landon Matlack. We've got Jaden Sines coming in. Blake Groneweg. We have Memphis Jones checking back in. And Jaden Sines. And then if Calzada fixed this, Castilleja will spell him. And he did. So, Zilla head coach Mauro Mengarelli doing a hockey line change as Decime will bring it up, being met by Castilleja. Oh, and feeds the ball directly to Sines. He wanted Kirschbaum, then feeds Castilleja, feeds back to Sines on the left block, who lays it up and in. Just a little back and forth passing as we're under 60 seconds to go in third. We trail 73-40. As Kirschbaum trying to work on Sines, now drives in, Euro steps, stops back, fades away from about 13. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Decime, who's able to bank it home. Decime with his first bucket of the game. But it's 73-42, up court to Jones on the left wing. 3 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Sines on the left wing, shoots over Gorton, swirls halfway in and out, no good, and Kirschbaum will come up with a long rebound. He'll feed to Decime, back to Kirschbaum. Should be the last play of the third quarter. Kirschbaum working on Sines, coming up under 10 seconds. Now dribbling in, going behind his back to 5 seconds, still maintaining his dribble. 2 seconds, he's got to move, now wants to drive in, pulls up for three, gets nothing but net, but on the wrong side of the rim, and the third quarter comes to an end. Well, the Hawks still trailing 73-42. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Zilla will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. And Landon Matlack, when he's given the ball, will probably go on the backcourt to X Castilleja. What are you waiting for? Nope, he's actually going to go up court to Sines, who takes it in the corner, then pulls into the key and banks it home from about 8 feet to Sines. So Decime will bring it up, working on Castilleja. Going back and forth to Kirschbaum on the left wing. Caden Hill step back for three, puts that off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, Gorton tips it to Kirschbaum, who then drives down, shot ends up being no good, gets his own rebound this time. He's going to go down right block and lay it up and in. Kirschbaum now with 23 points. Sines on the left wing will shoot over Gorton and hit it. Sines with his third, Hank Ward and Edward Jones three of the game. Evan Geese getting ready to check in. Oh, he'll be riding with 4 fouls as Kirschbaum driving against Sines, backs down into the key, head fakes. Now he's got a kick out to Decime, who then drives in. His scoop shot is no good, and who comes down with a rebound? Castilleja. Castilleja coming down on the right, gives in the corner to Sines, steps back for three, off the side of the rim, no good. Matlack will come down with a rebound and ends up losing it out of bounds. Got slapped by Breithop, and then Matlack got his hand on again but couldn't bring it in. Geese and John Purcell come in and spell Judah Breithop and Ryan Gorton. 6:49 to go in the game. Hawks trailing 78-44. Now, we knew it was going to be a tough go against a very, very just difficult Zilla team as Decime ends up having the ball stripped by Castilleja. Miscommunication between him and Caden Kirschbaum. Going to feed to Sines. Feeds back out to Castilleja, deep on the left wing. Castilleja driving into the key, feeds it directly to Caden Kirschbaum, who then has Castilleja steal it from him and then drive down right block and lay it up and in. Next, Castilleja with 8 points. And now we got another Zilla line change coming up as Geese drives down against Matlack, backing down. Now he'll feed back out to Decime. Decime will hand off to Kirschbaum, coming up under 6 minutes to go. He'll pull up for three and hit from deep on the left wing as Caden Kirschbaum. As Castilleja will bring it up, Sean Thorpe and Judah Breithaupt getting ready to check in. Signs, double clutches, drives into the key, pulls it up from about 8 feet. Shot ends up being no good. They're going to say he got fouled. And he got fouled by Landon Decime? Is that what you said? Huh. See him as close to the play. Jaden Sines will go to the line for two. This will be his first trip. And the Leopards are perfect so far this afternoon. And still, Sines hits the first. All right, so what do we got? We have Butta Aranda. We have Jackson Maras. We have Titus Reed. Vandegraaff. And I don't know. Oh, I see. It's going to be McCullough checking in. Finally, we miss a free throw as Geese tips the rebound to John Perks. As Kirschbaum will pull up on the left for three again. Wow, nothing. Total air ball. As Aranda then goes up court and ends up missing his man. So McCullough will check in and spell Sines. 5:34 to go in the game. Hawks trail 81-47. And Kirschbaum will feed to Geese, so then give back to Caden. Kirschbaum will come up the right. Going to be met by McCullough. He'll feed to Breithaupt on the right wing with Reed coming out on him. Then feeds down low to Perks, who lost his dribble out of bounds. They're going to say it went off Jackson Maras. Okay. So Kirschbaum with 17 on the shot clock will take it out baseline. And Kirschbaum, yeah, down low to Geese. Banks it home on the right block. Evan Geese, brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. Aranda up court to McCullough, back to Aranda, now to McCullough, now to Aranda. And just not liking what they see is Aranda dribbling in, now pulling up, feeds to Maras, wants to back down off Caden Kirschbaum, puts up a nice spin move, Kirschbaum. Oh, he then ducked under Caden Kirschbaum and laid it up and in. That was a nice move to the bucket by Maras, getting his first bucket of the game. 83-49 as Kirschbaum working on Vandegraaff, driving in, now pulling up on the right wing. Down low to Perks, got behind everybody. He ends up having to chase to get his ball. He'll feed Sean Thorpe, who puts it up in and out, no good. Geese will come down with a rebound. He goes up and gets fouled by Maras. So Evan Geese will go to the line. Geese with 8 points. Maras will pick up his first personal. And Toehead will try and get to 10 points here. Evan, three dribbles. And puts it up the front of the rim. No good. 4:38 to go in the game. You don't have a running clock. We've had that before. And Geese's second is also up the front of the rim. No good. And Vandegraaff skies for the rebound. Sean Thorpe fought with him for a minute, but Vandegraaff secures it. He'll feed to Aranda, coming up the right wing. Now dribbling to the top, handing off to Reed, who then goes in. His shot ends up getting blocked. He gets his own ball back and then tries to feed it back up court, but he feeds it to Zilla Bench. The problem is those guys are not in bounds. And the coaching staff kind of laughing at Reed right now. As Geese will be met by McCullough, feeds to Perks at the top left, driving down against Maras, hands to Thorpe, drives into the key, kicks back out to Kirschbaum, driving against Vandegraaff. He'll hand off to Thorpe. And now down to Perks, backing down on Maras. Puts it off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be tracked down by Judah Breithaupt. Feed Caden Kirschbaum at the top for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Aranda muscles the rebound from Sean Thorpe. Aranda coming up. Oh, alley-oop to Vandegraaff, who slams it home. And, of course, the fans love that. 85-49. Geese. Coming up on the right wing, driving in, feeds down low to Perks off Maras, and his shot is no good. Aranda then in transition feeds Reed, spins on Judah Breithaupt, and gets his first bucket of the game. And we're going to have a timeout with 3:22 to go in the game, and the Hawks trailing 87-49. Back in 30 seconds from the Yakima Valley, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Coming up on 3:15 and going in the game, Kirschbaum driving on Matlack, who comes down the left lane, and they're going to call Matlack with a grabbing foul as Caden was making his move to the bucket. So Matlack will pick up his first personal. Caden Kirschbaum should be going to the line. Yeah, he is. He is 1-for-2. 17, 26 points so far for Caden Kirschbaum. Make that 27. And Caden, two quick dribbles. He really doesn't mess around at the line. And swirls that one in and out, no good. Tip rebound going to be tracked down by Matlack. And Matlack will lope up court, give on the left wing to McCullough. He'll pull up for three. Barely off the front of the rim, no good. And Sean Thorpe will chase down the long rebound. To Kirschbaum to Evan Geese, sloping up the left wing, under 3 minutes to go here in the game. Geese working on McCullough, driving top of the key, feeds down low to Gorton, who can't handle it. Oh, but they're going to say he got knocked out of bounds by Jackson Maras. Kerfman to check in for Maras. And with 16 on the shot clock, Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Caden. No, almost had Gorton. He's got to go long. Ends up giving it to Breithaupt. Then drives into the key. Shoots over Kerfman. Shot got partially blocked. Breithaupt gets the ball back. Kicks it out to Sean Thorpe. Now to Kirschbaum. Step back for three. Swirls in and out. No good. And McCullough will come down the rebound. To Matlack. Up court to Reed, whose lay-in is too strong. Tip rebound going to be tracked down by Kerfman. Tipped. Then picked up by Thorpe, who then feeds Kirschbaum, coming down. Euro steps in, almost manages to bank it home. They're going to say he got fouled. Oh, no, they're going to call Caden Kirschbaum for a charge. So Kirschbaum will just pick up his first personal. 2:22 to go in the game, and the Hawks trail 87-50. As Matlack will walk it up. Coming down to the left and shoots over Gorton, and Matlack hits from about 8 feet. No, that's not Matlack. That was Reed. I beg your pardon. No, that was Matlack. I just got the number wrong. All right, so we got the ball out of bounds with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock, just under 2 minutes to go, and they're letting Kirschbaum get his shoe in order. And now he'll take it out baseline. He'll feed to Geese in the left corner. Geese back out to Caden on the left wing, working on Matlack, then drives into the key, ends up losing the ball out of bounds. Sorry, he was working on Groneweg, not Matlack. My apologies. And Groneweg actually has two personal fouls there. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline again. 12 on the shot clock. Wanted to go down low. It's going to be stolen by Reed. Reed up court to Groneweg, or was that Matlack? Who then feed? I did not see who it was, so we're going to credit Groneweg with the bucket. 91-50. As Kirschbaum will walk it up with under 130 to go. And Jesse Gonzalez, pure shooting manager, getting ready to come in. As Kirschbaum Euro steps in, and then as he set himself to go up, they're going to say he got fouled by Groneweg. And I have that as his third personal. So Caden Kirschbaum to the line again. He is 2-for-4. And make that 3-for-5. Gonzalez will spell Evan Geese. And Caden, now his second free throw is also good. So 1:12 to go, and who is this? This is Matlack bringing it up. Matlack to Reed, drives baseline, gets cut off by Gorton. Now feed to Kerfman, hand off to McCullough. McCullough driving in, pulling up from about eight, and hits. McCullough getting his first bucket of the game. And now everybody's scored again, which I think was their goal. They're up 93-52 as Kirschbaum coming up on Groneweg. They should be trying to find Gonzalez. He does find Gonzalez. He quickly pulls up for three, ends up being a long air ball. And Matlack will pull down the rebound. He then will feed Groneweg down low, who hits on the baseline. Groneweg with his second bucket of the quarter. And we have no shot clock left. So we'll see if we actually play for Gonzalez to get one more shot. Oh, and they're saying, go ahead, take it. And he pulls up, puts it off the back of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Reed. And that will do it. Now they give it to Gonzalez again. Oh, they keep letting him shoot it. And Gonzalez is going to hit at the buzzer. Zilla kept rebounding the ball and giving it to Jesse Gonzalez, and they let him hit it from about 12 feet. So Gonzalez gets on the board. And I guess credit Zilla for some sportsmanship, but they will beat your Hawks 95-54. We'll be back with the totals and what's coming up next. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Yakima Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages. All made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks get beaten by Zilla quite thoroughly to the tune of 95-54, although the Hawks were able to get some stuff going on offense. Let's go ahead and take a look at your scoring summary. And Zilla once again gets everybody on the scoring board. So we've got Miles McCullough, Landon Matlack, Titus Reed, RJ Kerfman II, and Jackson Maras all with 2 points. Blake Groneweg with 4 points. Julian Calzada with 5 points. Bada Aranda with 8 points. Then you have X Castilleja, 10 points. Jaden Sines with 16 points. And Decker Vandergraff leading all Leopard scorers with 21 points. For the Hawks, Landon Decime with 2 points. Jesse Gonzalez, the pure shooting manager, was put in late in the fourth quarter. He launched two threes. They weren't any good. And on his second three, Zilla kept rebounding the ball, and they kept feeding it back to Jesse. They finally let Jesse hit it from about 12 feet. So he got his 2 points. John Perks was held to 5 points. Ryan Gorton with 6 points. Evan Geese with 8 points. And Caden Kirschbaum actually leading all scorers on the court with 30 points. Coming up next for the Hawks, well, we'll come back home for senior night. On Tuesday, we'll be hosting the Waluk Warriors. That game slated to start tip-off at 7:15. It'd be better if you actually show up in person and cheer on the seniors in person. As, again, Tuesday will be senior night. Once again, your final from the Yakima Valley. The Hawks fall to Zilla, 95-54. Next broadcast Tuesday night, Waluk at home. We'll see you then. You've been listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.